CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
All right, Aunt Effie. We'll be down in a minute.
Come on, Betsy.
How are you doing, dear?
Oh, fine, fine.
I'll hurry up.
Oh, you dressed?
Yes, yes, yes. I'll get her.
Hello there. I presume you're Mrs. Parker?
Yes.
Well, I'm Gordon Bates from the Esco Export Import Company.
Yes, yes, of course. Come in. Dear, Mr. Bates is here.
Oh, fine. Well, hi. For Pete's sake. Hello.
I called the office this morning. They said there was a frantic call to call you when I got in town this morning, so...
Oh, well, it wasn't frantic.
No, I think it is.
Oh, and when I stopped at the desk down here, your line was busy, so I came right on up.
Oh, well, that's fine, that's fine. I'll grab a bite of breakfast, and I'll go on to the office with you.
Good, that's what I figured. Your hotel was on the way, so I just stopped.
Well, yeah, that's good. I take it you met the little woman.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't in Paris when you got her. I had to go to Rome.
Oh, well, that's okay. I managed to get some business anyhow.
And lost some. Look, you tell Mr. Bates at once what happened yesterday. You may not be worried, but I am.
Oh, well, I am.
Now, you tell him.
All right, all right.
He's lived in Paris. You said 10 years. He knows more about...
Well, okay. Briefly, it's this. Yesterday, we went to a cocktail party at Corday's, and... Well, I thought one of these Frenchmen was flirting with my wife, so I stopped the guy. Well, I'm sorry I did. I guess there really was nothing to it, but... but look, get this. Some other guy, his second, I guess they call him, showed up after we got home, and apparently I've been challenged to a duel. Can you imagine? Well, I know they're illegal, but she has worried all night.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Bates? I mean, is it so funny?
No. Oh, it's not so funny. Look, you'd better order some coffee sent up here. We can't discuss this in public. And I'd better hear more about it.
Here's Dorothy Collins for Truché. If you're a woman who can't keep her hands out of water, how can you keep your hands looking young? Use new formula Truché. New Truché, the only leading popular type hand lotion with silicone. Hands hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work get quick help from Truché with its special healing action. Truché with silicone forms a light protective screen between your skin and the elements. Under that screen, Truché's beauty oils moisturize and soften. Truché, the only leading popular price hand lotion with silicone.
Okay, I think I've got the picture now. Now, you were both at Monsieur Corday's yesterday at a cocktail party. One of the guests makes a play for your wife.
He did not make a play for me.
Well, all right, I admit that now, but I thought he did. I misunderstood. I was wrong.
Okay, but the fact remains, you did take a poke at him.
He knocked him out in front of 50 people. So embarrassing, really.
Uh-huh. All right, then what happened?
Well, he came home in a cab. We'd just gotten here, and this... This guy shows up, said something in French, and he talked so fast, I didn't get it.
Well, I thought he said something about choose your second or something, and then something about time and weapons, but I don't know much French.
Yeah, so. Go ahead.
Well, look, Buddy, you get a kick out of it. He sort of slapped my face with a glove, see? I mean, it didn't hurt, but of all the melodramatic gestures.
Mr. Bates doesn't seem to think it's all so funny, dear.
No, I don't, and you might just as well start calling me Gordon, because I can tell you're going to see a lot of each other. But how did you get yourself in a mess like this? I mean, this is no laughing matter, pal.
Oh, come on. The jewels are illegal.
All right, sure, they're illegal, but they still have them. Now, this is a guy who came right to the hotel after this.
Well, I don't know. I got his car. Here.
What?
Yeah.
Who was the guy you hit?
Oh, what was his name, honey?
Oh, he was awfully nice, and he was really so polite, and I mean...
Gordon, what's the his name?
DeSalwa. Andre DeSalwa.
Oh, kidding. You didn't hit Andre DeSalwa.
Well, apparently. Why?
Why? Because, he comes from one of the oldest families in France, that's why. Boy, are they sticklers for demanding satisfaction.
That's the phrase. He said something. How do you say that in French?
Well, it's almost the same. Yeah. Demand satisfaction.
Well, I know that's what I heard the man say, that Monsieur de Salwa demanded satisfaction.
Couldn't have said Monsieur. Salwa de Comte. Comte Salwa.
Oh, honey, you hit a count.
All right. I'm not as impressed with titles as you are. Anyhow, getting back to the subject at hand. Ridiculous, though it is. What kind of satisfaction does he want? I mean, I thought I'd write him a little note, maybe send him a gift, but for him to challenge me to a duel, what does he mean by that? Surely he doesn't expect to do something that's illegal.
Whom are you choosing as your second?
What?
You want me to be your second?
Look, I'm not fighting any duels for Pete's sake.
I'm going to call him all right away, but I have to have some reason for even talking to him about it. Even being in us.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I hereby choose you to be my second.
Wait a minute now. Will you listen for a second? I'm telling you both now. Please get this. They are absolutely serious.
Well, they can't be. If anything happened, it might be an international incident. What if he got killed?
Who?
You.
Well, that's it. Hush it up somehow.
Well, wait a minute, will you? It's my life you're talking about. Anyhow, you cannot make me believe in this day and age.
Even in this day and age, one never trifles with the honor of a Frenchman.
But good heavens, what about the Count? What if he should be killed?
Oh, I announced the paper. He died of a hunting accident. Eating partridge or something. No, wait a minute. Now, quail. I think this is the quail season, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is, yes. It's the quail season.
Now, look, I'm not even going to talk about this, unless you're going to be serious.
I am serious. You're the one who's been laughing about it.
How can we fight a duel when duels are illegal?
They do it all the time. No, that's an exaggeration. They don't do it all the time. Once or twice a year. It's done in secret. Most of the time it's true. They shoot up in the air, but... Well, it gives them satisfaction. Don't ask me how they got it. Once in a while, somebody's hurt. But it's hushed up, you know. You need to read in the papers. The guy was cleaning his rifle, perhaps, in an accident.
You mean...
Your hero should have thought twice when he stalked the Salwa yesterday. Maybe it's a good old American way for a jealous husband to dispose of a rival. But it just ain't the French way.
All right, but I am an American.
Uh-huh, and that's why we have to keep it quiet.
Well, I don't think it should be kept quiet. It's illegal. Let's report it to the American embassy here. They'll have to do something.
Report it to the embassy?
Yes.
You're crazy. What if they contact my head office in New York? I'll lose my job.
That isn't losing your life, isn't it?
Oh, I'm losing my life. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. This whole thing.
How much do you know about fencing?
Just the one he put around the chicken coop at home. That's it.
Oh,
chicken.
Now, wait a minute. You know what I meant.
I know it too, Matt. Still, that is all he knows about fencing.
You suddenly seem to find this all very amusing. Here, my life is at stake, and you sit there talking about chicken.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just what do you know about pistols, old boy?
pistol? Nothing. I don't know anything. I had a BB gun when I was a kid. I never hit a darn thing with it. Yeah, once I hit a rabbit in the leg, I think he dropped dead a fight.
Oh, that's desperate. You know, you'd think we Americans should at least show the French we know how to shoot.
I don't understand it. The Count seems so nice when I talk to him. I mean, why is he so determined to do something like this?
He was knocked down in front of 50 people. Probably the talk at the social set this morning. He's been made a fool of.
Won't he accept an apology?
I told you his honor is at stake.
Well, where would they, I mean, fight a duel? I mean, if it's illegal.
Oh, plenty of places for that. Outside Paris early Sunday morning.
Oh, yes. Well, there must be something. I mean, somebody that we...
Look, Joanna, I'll get one thing straight here. I am not scared. Just because I'm an American doesn't mean I haven't got a sense of honor,
now,
too, and...
Now, dear, don't do anything foolish.
I mean it. I am not scared.
Well, if you've got any sense, you ought to be. This guy is one of the best shots in France. He's won the international the last 10 years.
Come on, let's go. Get your hat. Let's find this guy. I'll talk to him. I'll eat humble pie. But by gosh, the dead quail around here is not going to be me.
Well, for goodness sake, why don't you stop worrying? We have to go sightseeing or something. We've hardly seen anything of Harold.
Well, they left here 2 hours ago. He should have called me. He knew how worried I was.
Well, I don't know what you're so worried about. As I said yesterday, if two men were going to fight a duel over me.
Oh, Effie, this is serious.
Oh, nonsense. Not if it's illegal.
Gordon, Mr. Bates said they sometimes do it anyhow, in secret.
Oh.
Then if someone's killed, they put it down to a hunting accident or just, you know, cleaning a rifle. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, this man is a count. They're very fussy about their honor.
Their what?
Honor.
Oh, yes. Goodness, I haven't heard the word for so long. Almost seems to have gone out of style.
And if I think it's time you realize that we are in a spot.
Oh, nonsense. Nobody fights duels anymore. But it would certainly be nice if we did.
Oh, Anna. Oh, there he is. Oh, I hope it is. I mean, I'll see that. Hello? Hello, dear? Yes? Yes, well, what did he say? Why? Well, did you explain how ridiculous... I mean, how sorry you are, but... Yes? Yes? Oh, look, I will talk to him, dear, and explain that you... Why? Uh-huh. Where is he? Oh, honey. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. All right. Goodbye.
Well, what happened?
Count has gone out to his country home.
Yes.
They didn't see him. They saw his second, Monsieur Lemoir or something, and he was just adamant.
Hmm?
As a result, they're making arrangements. I think it should be... pistols at dawn.
Oh, now, don't get so upset. You know it won't really happen.
Well, I didn't think so, but he just said to me, you know I've always loved you, dear, and thank heavens my insurance is paid up.
Oh, nonsense. Well, you'll never go through it. He couldn't hit the bald side of a barn. Now, cheer up. It won't really happen, but all your life, you can remember that two men almost fought a duel over you. Oh, it's so romantic. My, I wish it had happened to me.
The Couple Next Door is written by Paige Lynch and stars Paige Lynch and Ellen Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Carol Hart. It is produced by Walter Hart.